Where?
Or would you say, put it on, or?
No, I'd say, now wear it. I'd put that on and wear it. Yes, that's what I'd say, put that on and wear it.
And let's see, if something's not in good repair, the floor of a house, for example, if workmen have been at it and the boards are pried loose and things like that, you say the floor is all
torn up, I'd say, or.
That would be the answer I'd be looking for. If someone thinks he has a good idea and he's very enthusiastic about it, and you don't like that idea, what might you say to him? Well, I don't think that's
such a good idea. I can't see it that way.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't see it that way.
That'd let him know.
Yes.
How long have you lived in your house here?
Since 1935.
Uh-huh. And if someone, I was looking for something when I asked you the question. I didn't mean to pry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's all right, my land. I don't mind.
I'm being devious on some things. If someone thinks about doing something a long time and figures out just what to do, and then he does it, you might say, now, he didn't do that by accident. He did that
on purpose, or that's the way he planned it that way.
And let's see, in the Civil War, the North and the South did what? We might say the Unions and the Yankees and the Confederates.
Went to war over the, principally over the slave question, I think.
And in this war, the armies did what?
I don't understand just what you mean.
Fought.
Oh, yes, they fought. I say they did.
You mentioned the grandfather. Did you say one of the grandfathers?
Yes, their grandpa Mix was in the Northern Army. Now, if Dad had typhoid fever when the war first started, his father died with typhoid fever, and he stayed home to look after Grandma and the other family. There was 11 in that family.
Wow.
And then just shortly after his father died, he had typhoid fever, so Dad never was in the Civil War. But Grandpa Mix was. He was with the North. I think he went from Indiana.
Was there any special term here in the early days for leaving someplace very fast?
Oh, yes. Several of them. One of them, he took for the toolies. No, we used to say that. He sure took for the toolies. Or he hightailed it out of here, an old cow, when she was in a hurry. She put her tail in there and twisted his time to and really leave there. Well, he really hightailed it out of there.
Oh, that's where that came from, the cow hightailed. Uh-huh. I didn't declare. I have a few more here in the first. Let's see, we'll do this by arithmetic. This is
one.
And if you add three to that, you have
four.
And subtract two.
Two.
Add three.
Add three to what?
Add three to two.
To two, you have five.
I'm not interested in the arithmetic.
You don't know how big the
bill is. Just the way you do it.
Oh, that was perfect.
Let's see. We got five, add two.
Seven.
Subtract one.
Six.
Add one.
From seven?
Yeah, add one to seven.
Eight.
Here, I'll ask how tall your ceilings are.
9 feet.